Thank you very much. As has been said, my presentation is on continuum of care in maternal, newborn, and child health program in Ghana, low completion rates, and multiple obstacle factors. I am making this presentation on behalf of the Ghana Embrace Implementation Research Team, and I'd like to use the opportunity to quickly acknowledge one of my co-authors, who is also a member of the team, that is right here, Dr. Shibanuma Akira from Tokyo University in Japan. By way of understanding the context, most sub-Saharan African countries, including Ghana, are facing major challenges in meeting MDGs 4 and 5, that is, regarding maternal and newborn health. Currently in Ghana, maternal mortality ratio is 380 per 100,000 live births, and that of neonatal mortality is 30 per 1,000 live births. Now, this means that we need to do something very quickly to bring the ratio down. And one of the keys to that is to ensure a continuum of care for the mother and newborn, which is crucial in helping Ghana and other sub-Saharan African countries to achieve the MDGs and beyond. Now, when we talk of continuum of care, that is COC, in maternal, newborn, and child health, this is how the concept looks like. It is in two dimensions. The first dimension is the space dimension of continuum of care, and then the second one is the time dimension. In terms of the space dimension, you are simply looking at the linkage between the household, the community, and that of the health facility in providing services for the mother and the newborn. And then the time dimension simply looks at the period from adolescent before pregnancy to pregnancy through delivery to the postnatal period and that of the infancy and childhood as well as the maternal health period. But for this particular project, our focus was to look at from pregnancy through delivery to postnatal care, that is 6 weeks after delivery. It's important to state here that COC links key maternal, newborn, and child health packages of programs across the pregnancy, the delivery, and that of the postpartum stages. And each of the stages, as I have mentioned, builds on the success or the strength of the other stage. So for instance, women that receive antenatal care are more likely to deliver in a health facility assisted by a skilled birth attendant. Our objective was to measure the completion of COC from pregnancy to 6 weeks postpartum stages in Ghana, and then to then examine the factors that are associated with COC completion, and then factors that are associated with discontinuity in continuum of care. In terms of methods, as you can see from the left, is the map of Ghana that shows the study sites. We have three study sites in Ghana, which are strategically located in the three ecological zones of the country. Navrongo in the Upper East Region, which is in the savanna northern belt of the country, then Kintampo in the middle belt, which is the forest belt of the country, and then Dodowa in the southern part of the country, which is the coastal belt. So the study actually covered all the three major belts, and it was a cross-sectional study in six districts across Ghana in these three sites that have a population of about 467,000, and we sampled 1,500 women using a two-stage sampling method. We use logistics regression and that of multinomial regression methods to assess the factors that are associated with COC completion and discontinuity. The study outcomes, of course, were to look at COC completion. And when we talk about COC completion, we are simply talking about the woman who have received at least 4 antenatal care visits, which is the recommendation by the World Health Organization, and then have a delivery assisted by a skilled birth attendant, and then postnatal care, the first one within 48 hours, the second one at 2 weeks, and then the third one at 6 weeks. Now, this table is simply just showing us the background characteristics of the participants, and as you can see, the mean age of the mothers or the participants was 29 years, and that of their partners was about 35 years. Of course, in terms of education, as we can see, a large proportion of the participants did not have any form of formal education, about almost 40% of them, and then about a quarter also of their partners did not have any form of formal education. Now, this particular bar graph shows us the gaps we identified in MNCH services in Ghana. And as you can see, the green bar is the overall for the country, Ghana. The red is the northern belt, the blue is the middle belt, and the yellow is the coastal belt. For ANC 4+, we are doing very great there, as you can see. Country-wise, it's about 86% at least. And then when you move to skill bear for attendance, it's still good, although it drops a little to 76%, it's still good. But by the time that you move to PNC, postnatal care within 48 hours, there's a big drop over there to 25% for the country. And then by the time you move to postnatal care at 2 weeks, it starts rising again. And then by the 6th week, it's gone up to about 90%. So from what we found out, we identified that the major gap is in postnatal care within 48 hours. And as we are aware, that is the crucial period as far as neonatal mortality is concerned, accounting for nearly 40% of all neonatal cases. And so, if you were going to intervene, you needed to target that particular area to see how you are going to increase coverage to reduce mortality. Now, from this, we try to compute the continuum of care in MNCH completion rate. And as you can see, country-wise, it's just 8%, and this was too low. And so you are talking of women who, the same woman, when you track her from pregnancy to delivery to postnatal care up to 6 weeks, in the country, those who have received all this is just about 8%. If you look across the geographical locations, it ranges from 14% in Arungo to as low as 3% in the middle belt in Kintampo. So therefore, having identified this, we try to put in place certain measures, a package of interventions to see how we can increase the rate. As you would notice, this is an implementation research and not just research in isolation. So we put in place a package of intervention for about a year, and we do monthly monitoring. And our monthly monitoring has now showed that this rate has increased to 40% from 8% within 1 year to 40%, and we are working on the results, and hopefully in February next year we are hoping to share the results with the international community at a conference in Accra, which we are all invited. This table shows us the logistic regression of factors that are associated with continuum of care. And from here, we identify certain factors. Of course, geographical location is a major factor that is associated. And so, as you can see, women that live in the middle belt, which is Kintampo, were less likely, almost 65% less likely to complete continuum of care compared to those that live in the northern part of the country. And then another major factor is marital status, cohabiting. Those that are not married and they are cohabiting, living together with a partner, also had a higher likelihood of not completing COC compared to those that are married. Another important factor is religion, and then timing of pregnancy. I particularly also want to mention education. As you can see, partners' education shows that the higher the educational status, the more likely it is for the mother to complete COC. And as we can see, those that have tertiary and above, the women, they were almost 3 times more likely to complete COC compared to those that did not have any form of education. Transportation, very major factor. As you know, Ghana, like most countries that are resource constrained with geographical barriers, transportation is a major factor. And as we see, those who had better form of transportation in terms of vehicle, whether private or public, they were 2 times more likely to complete COC compared to those that did not have. And then traditional beliefs about childhood sicknesses, major factor also in this area. Those who believe that some of the diseases of children cannot be treated, of course, were less likely to complete. Now, for this table, we perform multinomial regression models to look at discontinuity. We now want to identify at which stages do they discontinue and what were the factors. So for discontinuity at ANC, we see factors like geographical location, marital status, education, and then wealth quintiles, socioeconomic status. So we see that, again, those in the middle belt, they had almost a four-time higher relative rates of discontinuing COC compared to those that are in the northern part. If you move to delivery, it's even more higher, about 15 times relative rates higher than those that are in the northern belt. It's the same again for cohabitation, education, and particularly when you look at the wealth quintiles, you look at delivery, which is a major issue in Africa, making sure that women who are pregnant at delivery, they receive skilled birth attendant. You can see that the higher your socioeconomic status, the less likely it is for you to discontinue. But the lower your socioeconomic status, the higher the risk of discontinuity. So you can see those that belong to the lowest socioeconomic status in delivery, they had a 7 times higher relative risk of discontinuity. Now, having looked at all this, what are the things that we identified and we need to think about? The first thing is that COC completion rate is very low. Only 8% receive MNCH services continuously. And the major gap we identified was postnatal care within 48 hours. Now, the COC completion rate and the associated factors varies across the geographical location. They are not the same. So if you move to the north, the factors are different. In the middle belt, the factors are different. You go to the coastal belt, the factors are different. That therefore meant that if you are putting interventions, the interventions have to be context specific. Then, thirdly, what accounts for this disparity across the geographical locations? We think a major factor is the community health planning services called CHIPS, which was started in the northern part by the Navrongo Health Research Center. In the CHIPS concept, smaller community health compounds are built in local places to eliminate the geographical barriers, and then you place the health workers to live in the community and work with community volunteers to deliver services, particularly maternal and newborn health services. And now midwives are even stationed there providing services. So we think that that's the major factor that is contributing to the disparity. Now, having looked at all this, what is the conclusion we are drawing and what are the policy implications? The findings we think now would call for attention to interventions within local context, as I said, aimed at improving the coverage of postnatal care, especially within 48 hours, to increase COC completion rate. And this, of course, would have an impact on neonatal mortality rate and then as well as maternal mortality. And as I said, we've already put interventions in place and we are doing the post-intervention evaluation and hopefully we will share the results. After the presentation, there's one page flyer that just gives you a summary of all the interventions we've put in place. So those of you that are interested, after the presentation, you can have that and can contact us later. We are happy to share the results with you and how we did it. I would like to acknowledge all our partners. First of all, the good people, the chiefs and the people and all the communities that participated. The Ghana Health Service, we want to thank them. And then the Department of Community and Global Health, Graduate School of Medicine, the University of Tokyo, Japan International Cooperation Agency, Human Development Department, the JICA Research Institute, the System Science Consultants Incorporated, Japan, and then the Japan Organization for International Cooperation and Family Planning, and we especially want to thank the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Japan and then the Ministry of Health in Ghana. On this note, I want to thank all of you for your attention. God bless you.